All right, good morning. Welcome to the pre-bid for the May 18th bid opening. So we get started, if you would, if you please put your phones on silent or vibrate or off. As we get started, turn off Siri and Alexa. I'm going to be asking questions, and I don't need any of those chiming up, trying to answer. Don't forget to sign the attendance sheet. It should be coming around. Please sign that if you would. This month, it looks like all projects are going to be bid electronically. We don't have any, we're not accepting any written bids this time around. If you're bidding as a joint venture, make sure you fill out the request for joint venture form and get that submitted back to our office. And this particular month, I'm going to stress to our designers and consultants, we need all revisions by Tuesday noon. I know that's normal, but our last chance to get those in the mail will be Wednesday. So it's imperative this time around that we get those revisions back Tuesday noon so we can get them processed, turned around, and in the mail to you guys this week. So appreciate your help with that. I'm also going to ask, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We've got a microphone that's going to come to you. As we go forward, we're recording these, and if you don't get the mic, we won't hear your question for the recording. So if you'd wait for the mic to get to you before you make your comment or question, we'd sure appreciate it. And John will get right to you if you just raise your hand or stand up or yell at him or something. And last thing before I jump into the call orders, so I will just give a big thank you to our contractors and consultants for standing with the department through this time. We feel the pain, we know what's going on, but just people that have been in my office and have been real supportive, I just wanna say thank you to you guys for sticking it out with us, appreciate that. And the last thing, we've got two new forms or revised forms. There's a DBE Form 4 and DBE Form 6. And I'm going to let Jenny kind of explain to you what the differences are at this point. Jenny's our head of Civil Rights Division.
Okay, on the DBE Form 4, this is your notification change of DB participant. This is used to add DBEs after award on federal projects and also to replace. So we've revised this where you do not have to submit this whenever you're adding a DBE after the commitment. In Site Exchange, we're capturing that information where you have to indicate if you're using a DBE. So that's what we're going to use to track and monitor. But if you are ever going to replace a DBE that you've already committed to, this still needs to be submitted. The Form 6, this is your commitment form. We've included some additional fields on this to now include your prime contractor's DBE liaison and their contact information. If you don't have someone assigned as your DBE liaison, you need to go ahead and appoint someone. This is going to serve two purposes. First, it's going to help me in the event I have any questions or need additional information whenever looking at the commitment forms. And also, we're going to create a list of all the DBE liaisons and put it on our website, so this can help the DBEs whenever they want to submit a bid to the prime. So these two forms are effective starting today and moving forward, and they're on the website. Does anyone have any questions on these?
Thank you, Jenny. All right, with all of that, first call order is call order 10. All order 10, SSR-210N, 58 in the hole, SR in Carter County. This is a PC concrete pavement rehab. Got some questions on this project. First question, is there any lane closure, time and length restrictions other than the 24 hours for side streets and access to adjacent property? Answer is no. We need to maintain one lane of traffic in each direction at all times and follow the restrictions in the special provision. The second question, will all the patching be full panel replacements? All quantities based on full panel replacement. Again, all quantities are based on full panel replacement. Question number three, concrete curb, 6-inch barrier integral requires the removal of the existing curb. How is the saw cut and removal paid for? The cost is to be included in concrete curb item. My question is, do we need a plan note to clarify that? Okay. Designer, we'll make sure the designer gets that, get that added. Thank you, Cole. Question number four. Is the diamond grinding and profile graph to be based on the existing four lanes or the new two-lane layout? The response is typical shows 39-foot width for grinding. Profile graph will be the same. And again, do we need a plan note to clarify that? Okay. Question number five. If the diamond grinding does not remove all the existing striping, what is to be done with the old striping that will be in conflict with the new striping layout? Response is, if stripe remains after diamond grinding, the contractor is to prep the surface as described in the spec. The department considers the cost of preparing the pavement surface to be included in contract unit price for the relevant item. And the last question, the new striping layout has no dimensions shown for lane widths, turn bay lengths, tapers, et cetera. Can some approximate dimensions be given? The note on sheet 9 states turn bays and tapers shall be 100 foot in length each, and the contractors to strike the 14 foot center lane and two 12 foot driving lanes. Okay, so we'll revise plans to add that note. All right, next call order. Call order 40, CIRB-144C, 129 Hole RB in McLean County. This is a grade drainage surface on a county road. This project, we're revising plans as a result of a question. Question was, on sheet 5 of the plan, 7th paragraph on the top states, the contractor shall remove and reconstruct only 1 mile at a time throughout the extent and for the duration of the project. A 1 mile corridor section shall be fully completed before removal of the next 1 mile. Does this include the final traffic striping and permanent signs? Can this be clarified? Response is, all permanent striping should be accomplished at the end of the project. Temporary striping and signing shall be required until the permanent has been installed. And again, do we need a plan note to clarify that?
Yes, we're going to revise that.
Thank you. Next question. I don't have answers to these questions, but I'll go through them. If anybody has an answer, please chime in. Question number one, typical section one calls for two inches of S3, which is below the recommended minimum thickness. Can this be changed to the minimum thickness or switched to S4? Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we agree with the 3-inch minimum recommended S3 thickness, and we'll revise the plans. It'll add about 323 tons of S3 asphalt to the project.
Second question. Typical section one is existing bridges and guardrail. Are the bridges to be milled and overlaid? Is the asphalt to be tapered at the guardrail?
The bridge at station 49 plus 81.50 is exempt from construction. The road will be widened according to the plans to meet existing road width on approaches. Okay.
But you're milling, putting 5 inches on that section.
Hang on, Val.
If you're milling and putting 5 inches on that section now, the bridge is not going to, you're going to be 5 inches below the, or 4 inches below the new surface. How are we going to
match? We'll want to match the deck, the concrete deck of the bridge. We're coming right up to that 77-foot bridge.
So you're going to have to increase the milling depth to do that, or?
Yes, you will.
You'll need to clarify that.
Okay, we will.
Third question. Typical section one, these areas are these areas show no clearing or grading to be done. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Question number four, typical section two, 28-inch grading section, 28-foot grading section is shown to the top of the aggregate base. Is this correct, and was this line used in the earthwork quantities?
That is correct. The 6-inch depth for the aggregate base is included in excavation, and we included that in our quantities.
Question number 5. Sheet 3, general construction notes. The contractor shall remove and reconstruct only 1 mile at a time throughout the project. Can this be changed to allow 1 mile on Wayne and 1 mile on Hopping when separated to avoid second handling of material or borrow?
We're going to say grading limits used to cap, or, sorry, 1 mile at a time may be constructed unless written consent is given by the resident engineer or the inspector. Because that was a request from the resident engineer to construct one mile at a time. We didn't want to leave it open-ended. But if you submit something in writing to the inspector, resident engineer, and he approves it, we're all right with that.
So they'll refer to the resident versus the inspector.
Right.
Question number 6. Sheet 3, general construction notes. The contractor shall provide all temporary right-of-way fence as required. Since there is no permanent fencing on the project, can this note be deleted?
We don't want to delete that note. Bobby, do you want to add anything since you're involved in fencing? We do have permanent and temporary fencing, and I have some station extents. There's quite a few of them.
But it's not in our contract. It's not in the bid contract.
Correct, but a lot of the existing fence on the existing fence line didn't get moved, and it's real close to the limits of construction, so it may need to be moved back. We can put a note in, including the approximate station locations of those areas that may be a concern, but it's on the plans where the limits of construction come close to the existing fence lines that weren't moved.
Question number 7, sheet 3, general construction notes. Contractor shall provide new 30-foot commercial-grade tapered aluminum alloy tubing flagpole with 80 grit satin finish. Can more detail be provided showing the base requirements and dimensions or an approved brand? Can a bid item be added for this specialty item?
We're going to revise that note to say if the existing flagpole at station 357 plus 28 is damaged due to the proximity to construction, the contractor shall be responsible to replace the flagpole with a like kind and dimensions.
Question number 8. Proposal special revision list shows a flexible start date, but no special revision is included. Will there be a flex start date? Yes, there will. That provision was just inadvertently left out. The flex will be October 2nd, and it will be in the proposal. Any other questions on this project? Next caller is caller 50. All right, caller 50. McCurtain County, ACSTP-145D, 179 in the hole. This is County Bridge and Approaches. We are increasing the contract time from 120 to 150, and we'll address any pay items that are affected by that. We're also revising plans and pay items to 180. Okay. We'll look into that. All right. There was a question, a couple questions. On sheet 3, note 9 refers to pre-stressed panels. There are no details in the plans for these panels. Please clarify. I know you were working on some revisions. Do you know if that was a part of it? Next question is, note 5 states that the work road will be no more than 20 foot wide. This is not wide enough to accommodate a crane large enough to perform some of the tasks required on this project.
I'm going to send an email to the
work order, but at that, this point, that's just what she said, and I'll have that email out today.
We're definitely going to increase that to 30 feet.
Yeah, we're asking for 30 foot.
All right, second question here on this. Note 6 states that the work row will extend from each side of the bank sequentially. To hang the beams on the center span, it will be necessary to have crane pads at both pier locations. Sorry.
Okay. Hold on.
I didn't finish the question. This project is set for 120 days. There are several issues with this project that could cause delays, not to mention the total amount work to be done. I feel that the time is too short and like to add some more time.
That's the one where John said he'd like it to be 180.
Got it. Cut and paste error. My fault. All right. Next call order. Call order 120, Pushwataha County, SBR-264C, 49 in the whole SB. This is a bridge rehab on State Highway 2. There was a request to increase the time to 180 days, and we are going to increase the time to 180 days. Next call order. It's call order 125, Tulsa County. It's SCC 1934-272C, 223 in the whole TI. It's a traffic signal project, multiple locations throughout Tulsa. Several questions I don't have answers for. I didn't see Matt. Is Matt Van Auken in the room? Okay. There's lots of questions here. I won't go through these, but we'll definitely get some answers and get back to you. Next call order is 130. It's HSIPG-272N, 165TR in Tulsa County. This is a cable barrier project in US 75, revising plans. Two questions on this project. First question, both projects refer to a 1-6 slope or flatter. ODOT standard is a 6-1 slope or flatter for placement of the cable barrier. For the sake of accuracy, please make the necessary correction. The response is there are no cable barrier standards. We will revise the slope terminology from 6-1 to 1-6. Second question, concerning project 165 in the whole, there are locations, some of which are approximately 500 foot long, approaching the median openings. These median openings are too narrow and steep to build a minimum 6-1 slope along with a 10 foot wide asphalt path as indicated by the typical paving section. And this goes on talking about that, but we're gonna revise the plans to address this issue. Plans will be revised. Next call is Carter 140. CIRB-174D, 50 in the whole RB in Washington County. It's a county bridge and approach project. Question on this one. Question is, there is currently no payout for bridge connection in the plans for the guardrail. Can one be added? The response is, no bridge connection is needed on this project. The guardrail runs across the entire length of the bridge, and the mounting detail is on sheet 16. See the mounting detail on sheet 16. And the last caller is Carter 150. CIRB-276C, 27 in the whole RB in Woods County. It's a county bridge and approach project for revising plans and pay items. Three questions on this project. First question, there's currently no pay item for the post on the sheet aluminum signs. Is this to be included in the price for the sheet aluminum signs? Response is, we will add a note to include them in the price bid for aluminum signs. Second question. Say it again.
Why wouldn't we just pay for the pipe?
Wolfert. We'll have to look into that. Next question. What type of posts are you going to require for these? The 2 1/4 inch by 12 gauge square tube post. And the last question, there are also 4 remove and reset signs. How are these to be paid for? We'll add a payout for remove and reset existing signs. That's the end of my notes. Are there any other questions on any other project? All right. Thank you for your time, cooperation, and understanding. Enjoy your weekend.